On Tuesday, we have a presidential election. And I want to today just encourage you in a couple areas as we close out our service. This is a very historic election. I didn't realize till I did a little research to realize this is the first time in 80 years that there has not been a sitting president or vice president that is running for re-election. And so it is also historic in which this is the first African-American who will be running for the office of president. This is the first woman with young children that is running for the vice president. So there's a whole lot of firsts, and it's very historic. And so what do we need to do as believers? And it's just two things that we need to do. And the first one is that we need to pray. There's a passage of scripture many of us are familiar with, found in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. In 2 Chronicles 7, 14, it says, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land." I strongly urge you over these next few days to be praying for our nation and praying that 2 Chronicles 7:14 would become a reality. Because more than just praying that one individual or another one would be elected, I think the most important thing is that we pray that our country would be one that would return to biblical values, that we could be able to return to what God's Word says. And if we could get to that point, in order to get there, it is our responsibility as believers. That's what he says here. If my people who are called according to my name, that's our responsibility. And what we need to do is he says that we are to pray. And he says, now we're to humble ourselves, we're to seek his face, turn from our wicked ways, and when that happens, then he will hear us. So let me tell you, our challenge is that we come together and we pray. And I encourage you to be praying during these days leading up for today and tomorrow and also on Tuesday. The Bible always talks about people fasting and how important a time of fasting is. And I would encourage you that on Monday and maybe Tuesday, if you like to do a fast of some type. If physically, if you're able, it may be a time to say, I'm going to skip lunch on Monday, and I will come here, or come to the church, or stay in your office. We'll be open from 11 to 1 just to come and go. Anybody wants to come in here, you can pray on Monday and Tuesday. But we want to be praying that for our nation and praying that we can return to those biblical and moral principles. So praying is the first thing that we need to do. And every one of us could give up a little bit of a meal or give up something to say, God, I just want to focus on this and I want your will to be done. Then on Tuesday, the second thing is, and the final thing, is that you need to vote. And if you're a registered voter, you need to vote. That's our duty. It's a wonderful privilege and a freedom that we have in this nation. And so when you go to vote, then you say, well, what do I consider when I vote? Well, naturally, everybody's going to look at the economics, and we want someone to come in and hopefully to improve the economy. And then you think about national defense and terrorism and want protection on that. These are the issues that have been dealt with, and hopefully you've looked at different platforms. But I'd just like to zero in to say I would hope that you would also focus on values and that you vote the values. And it's pretty clear, I think, as to where you want to go with values. And I would look at these values, and that is, how do you value life? And you'll have to come to the understanding or make the decision on, do you believe that life begins at conception? And if it does begin at conception, then do you believe that you need to protect that life at conception? That's one side. On the other, if you believe that life begins once the baby comes out of the womb and a mother has the choice to terminate that pregnancy through those 9 months, that's another side. So you figure out where you stand with life, how you value life. The second thing is how you the value of the family and how you see the family. If you think it's a standard definition that we've had for these years to where it's a man and a woman and that constitutes marriage and you build the family from there, that's one side. On the other, if you feel that we should redefine marriage and have same-sex marriage and then all the ramifications from there, that's another value. The third value is freedom, and that is just freedom to live your life in relation to our government. Do you feel that government should have a small part in your life, and that you should have more freedoms, and the government should come alongside in a smaller way in your life? Or do you feel that government should have a bigger role in your life and in your business? That's the decision you need to make. So if you just take those values and begin to see where you stand, then you should be able to find which candidate would match up with those values. But the very last one is just that of trust and integrity. If you look at any research that's ever been done, whenever board members are looking for who to choose as a CEO, they will always put honesty, trust, and integrity at the top of the list. And so what you have to do is look at candidates and say, which one can I trust? Which one do I feel will be honest? Which one has integrity? The scripture says you choose men or women of good repute. And so you take a look at that. And as you line up your values, then hopefully that will help you decide who to vote for. We in the church don't tell you who to vote for. That's your choice. But do look at the issues, look at the values, and make your call. You know, the founding fathers knew that democracy was a dangerous experiment. In one sense, it's an amazing experiment that gives a lot of freedom. But on the other end, they also said that if people ever got into power that were unscrupulous and did not have integrity, then democracy would not work. And then it would hurt you more than help you. And so any race that you're looking at, from the smallest of the positions you'll vote on all the way up to president, you want to look at that and say, who do I feel I can trust for these next 4 years? How do my values line up? And then go vote. Don't sit back and don't express your opinion. Make sure that you go and you vote. You know, we want our country to be good for not only for us while we're living, but especially for our children and for our grandchildren. And so I encourage you, pray over these next days. We encourage you to come to church or wherever on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then be sure and vote. Now, what you'll be doing during that time is casting your ballot for your choice of president, vice president, the judicial positions that are running, and House of Representatives, senators, all those things. And you cast your vote, and your candidate may win or they may not win. But as we close our service today, guess what? You can make a decision today that will affect your life from now until eternity, and it doesn't depend on anyone else. I think there were about 35 people that we baptized today. Every one of them made the decision to say, I want to accept Christ as my Savior and Lord of my life. And when they made that decision, at that point, they went from being lost and separated to being a part of God's family. Nobody else had to vote on them. They had to make that. They made that decision themselves. That's great news. As we close our service, if you've never made that decision and you say, you know what, I want to do that today, we'll have a time of invitation. We'll stand, we'll sing, and when that happens, we invite you to come down front, even as these people made their decisions that way, whether 3 years ago or all the way from to last week. But others of you may say, you know what? I like this church. I want this to be my church home. We'd love for you to come and to make that decision and to join us and be a part of this church. But some of you could be sitting there right now and say, I think God's called me to some type of ministry or missions. We would invite you to make that decision. Some of you may just say, this has been a tough week. And this next week is going to be a tough week. Maybe the last thing on your radar is the election because of what else is going on in your life. And you just may want someone to pray for you. Or you may want to kneel here at the front and pray. We're open. That's what the invitation is for. And as you come, we'll have staff members here, and we'll embrace you, we'll pray for you, and send you back to your seat. Or you may want to come and kneel here, and we may have people that'll come and kneel with you and pray with you. It's whatever you feel God's led you to do. We want you to have the freedom to do that. So I want to lead us in a word of prayer. And after I've led us in a word of prayer, then we'll have our time of invitation. I'm going to ask you to stand at this time. And as you stand, I want to lead us in a word of prayer, and then I'll turn this over to Michael. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you so much for these decisions that have been made, and we rejoice, even as the angels in heaven rejoice, when someone makes a decision for Christ. And so we pray that during this invitation, you'll speak to the hearts of those that need to make decisions, and they'll have a boldness to step forward and to make that decision. We pray for those whose hearts are heavy and that they just need this time of prayer and before you, and that you would give them the boldness to step forward. And then, Father, we do pray for our nation. And we pray that we would focus our hearts on you, and that you would shine a flashlight in our own lives and say, you know, am I doing what I need to be doing in my walk with you? And may each one of us come to the point where 2 Chronicles 7:14 becomes a part of our life as we pray, we seek your face, and we turn from our own wicked ways, and then we pray for our nation. And pray that we could come back to the biblical values, and pray that the folks that will be elected in all the various positions would be ones that you could use to bring our nation to where you want us to be. So, Lord, we take this time and we place it in your hands. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.